budget since out of the general fund, there's not like 15. And he's in charge of the county attorney's hot check fund. He's gonna pay 115 and 116. And this, of course, is a local election.
Now, the proclamation shares that flag pretty often with county attorney.
Okay.
And so they're kind of going in the same time.
Yeah, and Gilbert's out.
All right, Mr. Goldberg.
What is that?
Let me tell you what, John Marston's work is a little unusual. He has the hot check fund money that he generates from collections of hot checks, that's the biggest of the hot checks. He also gets a portion of the free trial money, which is probably what I'm mistaken.
Because me and.
Some of the fitness fee. Those monies are his to use as he wants, and there's some others through the budget, should we say, that offices have money that they can use. Since he has been in office, he has used those monies to help supplement the salaries of his department. And you look over on page 15 of the budget, which is the county attorney's department inside the general fund. You'll see this, the fourth line down, the hot check reimbursement, $15,000, that's what the budget amount is. He hasn't collected quite that much money, because he's been doing such a good job on hot checks, and there's not many fees out there to collect, but.
And that's our actually only $5,700, that's our.
That's right. And then a couple of lines lower, you'll see the pre-trial reimbursement. And it has pretty much run around on mine, it's $19,000, and so more than $19,000 to put in there. Those are monies that he uses to help offset the county's cost of his employees. He talked to me earlier this week or last week, and I think he's talked to maybe a couple of you, about wanting to kind of rearrange those salaries. He wants to eliminate his part-time position and give that money to the two girls that work in the office.
Last time we talked, he wanted a part-time person.
No.
We talked that.
Yeah, basically, if you remember, well, last year, I had budgeted a part-time employee every year. Last year I didn't need it, so I spent money on it, I don't need it. Because we kind of got caught up on filing and such. And I've just kind of gone back and talked to the staff, and I think it'd be better off just to eliminate that position and just use those funds to supplement their income.
Well, I'm sure when you talk to the staff, they're gonna say we'd rather have it run if that was best in this situation.
Basically, the part-time person does filing, and we're converting over to this all digital stuff. So there's a lot less need for filing. The only real inefficiency that I see, and I think we should look at purchasing one of these things, is instead of each office having little crappy little scanners, but shredders that we have, that we all look in the next few years, because actually purchasing a nice shredder that any office can use, and we use in Melbourne or something. I know they're fairly expensive, so it's not something we'll want to do, but that's really the real bottleneck that I have now, is just shredding stuff. Because my shredder is not very good. I mean, it's a staple shredder, it's not an industrial shredder. I'm sure.
Would you take money wise, you look in one of those?
I just everywhere I've ever worked, we've had a, and it's really something I would think that we would just maybe in the Melbourne that anybody had access to. We just carry a box of stuff in there, and any department can use it, and it shreds 100 sheets or 50 sheets at a time or whatever. And it shreds it up, really well. That's something I've been meaning to suggest to you for a while. That's really the bottom of the thing, is the shredding. I just got a problem with shredding. So I hire somebody to do some shredding, and I just don't think that's the best use of resources to hire somebody to shred stuff.
At the bottom, that sounds like you should have one in your own office, and you look into the price or something.
I have not looked into one of those kind of shredders lately, like what I use at my reserve unit or a college has. I'm not looking into the price of those, but I mean, they're a good shredder.
Yes, a good shredder.
See, I have, the shredder I have is from Staples, and it doesn't work that time. I mean, it's not designed for.
Did you go up there and do that?
They don't.
I have a lot of time.
The other thing you can look at doing is there's a company that will shred for you if you save it up. Have it come once a month or something. You might look at that. I use that in my office.
We talked about, I guess, the week that you were gone. I heard that place. I called you. Come up and do that.
Architect shredder or something. That's who I use. I don't know if that's the one you're talking about.
I don't know if we have that much man to do either.
I use it once a year in my CPA office because we have 70-year-old records that fall off all the time.
You're talking about something where you're shredding every day.
We'll be shredding every day.
The way we do it in our office is we have a shred box. You put the stuff in there and every so often you need some shred.
And the stuff needs to, we need to shred it. I don't know if you've ever, have you ever gone into the annex and looked upstairs and seen them?
But that's exactly why we have the NI all there.
Yeah.
Hire that company.
And so my goal is with transitioning to this digital scanning and everything, there's just not as much need to file. So
well, there's a couple of things that you got to kind of figure in here. Number one is I don't really ever know, and nobody does, exactly how much hot check revenue will collect. Pre-crops, easier to figure.
I want to mention just that real quick. Judge, as we saw the hot check money fees going down as we got more efficient collecting, we supplemented that or countered that with this pre-trial by upping the fee to the maximum fee, which they should pay anyway. If they're getting pre-trial, they should pay the maximum fee. And that's where we've seen that pre-trial fund shoot way up as the hot check amount's gone way down. So we're still bringing in overall, I would say, even before when Tim was the county attorney, the overall amount coming in, if you combine the two
funds, it's about the same. I don't remember there being a pre-trial.
No, Tim didn't make them pay the fee that I think. He just would put people on pre-trial from time to time, but he wouldn't make them pay the fee of $500. So I started making them pay the fee.
So that actually comes into your budget and you give, is it at your discretion what you give to help probation?
I don't know if it's actually at my discretion or not. We just always just talk about it. That probation doesn't ask for much. They used to buy computer equipment.
So you get the bulk?
I get the bulk of it.
Maybe 20%, 15%.
I think that's the term between the two departments. But having said that, we didn't budget anything for part-time last year. We had a couple part-time in 12 and 11, as you can see on the worksheets there. So all those monies are his to use as he wants to use. And it doesn't look like we're going to spend all the money in this year's budget. There's $195,000 budget. Look at the bottom of that page, and we're at 159.
That's through.
That should be through.
Right.
Try to do this currently, until we spread these off right.
But
you've got payroll still to come out there, so you've got, there's 8,000 in the day, and 13,000. Probably $15,000-$16,000 in payroll that has to come out of there. So that brings it to 175. That's still considerably less than the 195 budget.
We still got to do August and September.
Right. But I don't know that the below the line numbers you can spend a lot of that.
Well, so there's not any money budgeted for part-time related to your
That's right. That's right.
Salary position.
Well, again, I hope I don't get punished for the fact that I said let's help have a part-time employee last year because I didn't want to waste the money. I mean, I've always had that in the budget, a part-time employee. I just didn't feel like I needed one last year with follow-up on things, and I said, it's just not too much.
But explain to us your thing, how the two things you're saying we got caught up. Yeah.
Well,
kind of almost sound like the workloads.
This is the reality is this. I would like to be able to pay my two employees a little bit more money. I'm going to lose one or both of them. they're in the paper, all, you know, it's a good thing. I mean, I'm glad that Little Miller gets up and talks praise them, but the fact of the matter is when they're getting praise and the community hears about it, you know, they're going to get offered other jobs. I've got one employee that's on food stamps, and I just, that's just, to have a good employee like that, that I think we all recognize as, you know, a good employee, and she's having to be on food stamps because of the lack of, you know, income she has coming in. I just, I would just like to be able to allocate that money that I use, that's been budgeted for payroll, to my employees, not all, but to Kim and Chris, to try to keep them. Kim makes like $11 an hour. And, I think 11 something. And Chris makes 14. I'm not asking for any extra other than just what was me being used to pay for the part-time employee. I'm just not going to ask for a part-time employee.
So $3,000 or $4,000 that used to be budgeted for part-time employees that wasn't last year, you'd like that put back in and try to give you that to give your girls right.
I mean, it's not much, but it's something. I totally understand, and it's a tough position you guys are in. I understand that. All I can say is it's a little different situation, and that I'm not using money that is tax money. I'm using money that's from dependents, and you know, $25,000 in my budget. It's not even, it's from tax money, $25,000.
It's well, the actual money's collected or around $25,000 so far. Yeah, I'm just saying, so far it's collected $5,000 there and $19,000 the other. $18,000, so it's collected
$22,000. We budgeted 14, we collected 57.
Right.
Through the next couple of months, we'll do well to get 7,000. How much do you get out? What is the hot check reimbursement that comes to you as opposed to the one that?
It's $35.
It was probably in 4,000.
60 cents an hour, it's not 12,000 a year.
Whatever you guys come up with, I'm just saying there's that money. There was just that money that's been out there. It was last year. I would rather work them a little harder, get a little bit of extra money, than have a part-time employee. The one that's on food stamps didn't come and tell me she's on food stamps. I overheard that, and it just kind of bothered me. You know, so here we are. This is the next employee that's struggling like that. And I know the problem you guys have where you can't compensate somebody that's, you know, you have an outstanding performer, and you can't really take that outstanding performer and give them extra money because the way the county government is, you kind of treat everybody the same. And this is a way that I can get above average employee of ours, better compensation for out of my budget without asking you guys for extra money.
What about some of these line items where it looks like you can come in well under budget? We had a
part of the